Milwaukee, I met a mountaineer. He told me how he'd taken an old lady from there to one of those famous mountaintops where her husband once had perished and dropped. Being a gymnast, she was in very good shape, but once in a while they had to stop for a break to warm their hands on a cup of java as he helped her put on her balaclava. It'd been 42 years he had heard, but the man's body was quite well preserved from the permanent cold he was. Forever young, forever beautiful, forever young, forever beautiful, forever young. On the way down, her cheeks were redder, redder than the reddest apple. They set up their tent at base camp, crawled into their sleeping bags, and she lit a candle. She said, "You should have seen him in his summer clothes, the short pants that gently exposed his calves that spoke of hidden treasures, golden Rachel's unknown pleasures." She told them how their bodies had together bloomed the first time they did it in her student room, how she had got on top of him so she could see everything reflecting the light of the moon. Forever young, forever beautiful, forever young, forever beautiful, forever young.